degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Zoe life is the highest blessedness of the creature. You know, in the book of Psalms, it speaks a lot about they that are blessed of the Lord. That word blessed there in the Amplified means to be envied. You know, blessed are they that whatever. Psalms are full of it. Anytime you see the blessed, it has to do with, why? Because it's the highest blessedness. Amen. It doesn't always mean that what you have in your hand has to be brand new. Someone can have something brand new, amen, and not enjoy it. Amen. How many know you can get a big old bed, you know, the beds where you can get up, you know, press a button, and you go to sleep, and the mattress, you know, kind of forms where you are, and the pillow vibrates, and, you know, you have all that and still can't sleep. Amen. You can go buy groceries and fill up every cupboard, every cabinet in your house, refrigerator full, freezer full, garage freezer full, and still not have an appetite. So see, all that doesn't equate blessedness, because there's a lot of people like that can do anything they want to do, buy anything they want to buy, go anywhere they want to go, but are sick. See, we're talking about the highest and the blessed life, the Zoe life, that is found only in Christ. All right? All the other stuff is added to us. And it's God that gives us richly all things to enjoy. So we want to balance that. We don't want to become legalists and those that have a poverty mindset, that some may think that the less you have, the more holy you are. No, the less money you have, the more broke you are. Come on, can we be honest here? Who wouldn't want more money? No, I don't want money. Money evil. No, money ain't evil. But people think money is evil. Money is not evil. It's just when your mind is toxic. Amen. Jesus spoke about money. And this has been a stigma in the church. That's why you probably know people, God bless them, you know, the poor you have with you always, right? And there's nothing wrong with poor in that sense, but tell somebody that's a verse of scripture I don't apply to my life. Come on, tell them I don't apply that to my life. In other words, You don't read the poor you have with you always and then put your name behind it. No, in essence, God wants to bless you. And it's not always monetarily, but he wants to bless you that you in turn may be a blessing. You know, that's why we want to learn the scripture and be skillful in the scriptures so that God can send some people our way that you can encourage them. How many know nothing like being encouraged in the word? Amen. When you encourage, listen, you can teach a person to fish or you can give them a fish. And teaching them to fish is always better. Amen. When they get the word in them, amen, then they can fish for themselves. But, you know, we have to change these mindsets so that we perceive things in the way that God wants us to perceive them. God is so much bigger than our pettiness. You know, in our, you know, a lot of things that the church involves themselves with is petty. You know, offenses, you know, selfishness, and, you know, jealousies and strifes and envies. How many of that, all that stuff is of the flesh? If you can get past all that stuff, and I'm going to talk about this maybe in our 3 days ablaze. We talked about manna and how manna was a sign of the wilderness, but there's another manna in the book of Revelation where God says, this hidden manna is for the overcomer. So there's a manna that God has hidden. It ain't for everybody. See, the other manna was for everybody, and it was a sign of wilderness. But to the overcomer, God hid some manna. In other words, some angel food. You gotta understand something about angel food. Elijah ate angel's food. When he ran from Jezebel and when he was under the juniper tree, and the spirit of suicide was on him. He talked about how he wanted to die. And God put him to sleep, but when he woke, an angel was beside him. And he said, arise, eat, and drink. And the angel had baked a cake. The angel had baked a cake. Angel food. I believe it was manna for a number of reasons. Elijah fell back to sleep. He woke him again. He told him, rise and eat and drink. He had baked him another cake. And he ate, and then he said, eat, for the journey is too great for you. In other words, you got to have a source or a supply of something that's greater than you. And he went 40 days and 40 nights in the strength of that biscuit. What manna? See, God says, I've got hidden manna. See, that has to do with the wine that's not off the vine. Some of y'all will get that later. I know it's Thursday. And I know yesterday was Christmas. She was high on Christmas. You know, the day after. Gotta go back to Walmart, take all that stuff back. That didn't fit, you know. Amen. Somebody said the counsel of God. I want to talk just a little bit today about the counsel of God. The counsel of God. See, what Jesus did, before Jesus came, the best man could do, the best God's people could do, Israel, was maintain. They had to offer sacrifices. All the time, every year, the high priest, they had all kind of different sacrifices. But that only caused them to maintain. That was for atonement. That means that, okay, if I do this, I'm going to be okay with God. That's all they had, the law. But when Jesus came, he restored the ability of man to prosper through the counsel of God. Come on, he took some limits off. Amen. Amen. We are the seed of Abraham because we are the seed or Christ's seed. And in him, it's the counsel of God that causes us to prosper. Amen. Not the economy. It's good to have a healthy, you know, vibrant economy. But we don't gauge our prosperity on whether the economy is doing well or not. A lot of people do. But you're limiting God. Amen. 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 Tell someone right now next to you, don't limit God. What we keep our eyes on are what we begin to become like. You know, little children, that, you know, little children will watch. Let me put my wallet back in my pocket. This $10 too. What little children, who little children watch all the time, they'll start to act like, they'll start to walk like who they're around all the time. If they're around a little bad boy down the street all the time, you'll see that little bad boy coming up in your house in the form of your child. And they'll take on habits and stuff because they're always around them. And so what we constantly behold are what we become like. That's why Adam was not given a whole bunch of instruction on who the devil was. He was given instruction on who God was. God would walk with him and talk with him and talk his nature into him. Too many people are like ghostbusters, devil busters, looking for the devil everywhere. Tell somebody right now, stop looking for the devil. We don't see Jesus looking for the devil. We see Jesus following his Father, his Father's will, walking in the light. Amen. You'll find that people try to distract you. Or the enemy, just how he got to Adam was through the flesh of his wife. He had to come through the flesh, the fleshly carnal nature, the desire to be wise, you know, to go contrary to what God has said. But see, our prosperity today comes from the counsel of God. I love what Matthias was testifying, because if you'll just obey what God says, it doesn't have to make a lot of sense to you. And that's where we miss it a lot of time. We are fearful, or we don't distinguish God's voice well enough. And so we waver with it, and then we back off, no. Or somebody talks you out of it. Amen. And the enemy's good at sending people around. When you're about to bust a move and they send you around, and you know, and you ain't said nothing to them, they go to talking about what they tried one time, and man, it was all messed up. And you're thinking, man, that's just what I was about to do. But see, God told you. Are you hearing me? See, it's the counsel of God. God doesn't care who failed at it. Amen. You know what I mean? It's not an issue with God how it hadn't worked for 10 people. Amen. Or who says it's not possible. God says, bump that. What did I tell you? What did I say to you? What dream did I give to you? What vision did I give to you? But you got to be fully persuaded in your mind. Amen. I said, you got to be fully persuaded. Amen. The counsel of God. It's the counsel of God that will cause us to prosper. Amen. Tell someone, just listen to him. And then obey what he says. God's not going to tell you to be doing a whole bunch of crazy things. Just follow him. He said, I'll direct your path. I'll guide your steps. I'll order your steps. It's not in man to understand his way. If we understood our way all the time, we could determine everything. But we don't. God leaves that area for your faith to operate. Do you trust me? I love to tell the story of the guy that fell off the side of the cliff. He was hanging on a branch. And he heard a voice. He said, is there anybody up there that can help me? He heard a voice say, let go. He thought of him and he said, is there anybody else up there that can help me? That sounds funny, but that's how people are. God tells them something. But then they go to looking around. Somebody else got to help me. I need some help. Amen. Tell me I'm lying. It's the truth. So see, God has to get us to where we trust him. Build up your faith in the word. As you behold as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, you are changed.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.